America Weekend.
Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalegi.
I'm Christina Stoffa.
It started so innocently. I was driving here early in the morning, and I stopped at a Dunkin' Donuts that I never stopped in before.
Oh, yeah?
It was on the other side of the road. I never go that way, blah, 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 the whole thing. I was taking my son to camp, so I'm coming out to the radio station. So I walk in, and I stand there, and I order myself my coffee. And yes, I cheated, and I got myself a donut. I don't really eat these things anymore, but I'm so hungry because I've been up since almost 5 o'clock in the morning driving my son all over the state.
Every now and then you need a donut.
Thank you. It's the first one I've had literally since probably April.
Okay. But
all right, so I'm total disclosure.
Okay.
So I'm standing there, and I pay for my food, and I feel, okay, there's somebody standing behind me, but I don't really feel how close it is. And I hear this person all of a sudden say...
How can you let someone stand so close to you for so long without turning around?
And it was the co-host in this place that we've never been together before, ever.
You know, I walked in and I saw him and I said, I'm just going to creep up on him and see if he notices. And I literally was like a half an inch away from him, staring at his face for a solid...
My face? No, I didn't see you. You were behind me.
I was like, for a solid 3 minutes, was standing
three
there,
minutes.
Just like standing, staring up at you. And I'm thinking in my head... Oh my God. I said, if someone, I'm very aware of like my personal space.
Yeah.
And if someone is too close, it's kind of like I feel it. And I'm thinking, oh my God, if someone was standing that close to me for so long, I would turn around with such a stink eye.
Either I don't sense my personal space as well as you do,
uh-huh.
Or I'm just more trusting of my fellow man
or woman. I don't know.
Woman.
I could have robbed you. You wouldn't
you
have known.
Have. Seriously. Now, I had my wallet in my hand at that point, I think. You could have very easily just reached into my shorts, Bermuda shorts, ripped out my wallet, and off you could have went.
I know.
Now, I felt like there was somebody behind me, but I didn't really feel how close behind me you were. And it was quite shocking. And I turned around and there you were.
I was there.
And the woman behind the counter, she just didn't seem fazed either way by
no,
it.
No, so no, no. She was looking at us like...
Like we were two wackos.
Crazy
standing
people.
At, yes.
Yeah.
And then we had other, you know, various and sundry people there. One was a cop that pulled you over at one point. It was, you know what this was like? This was like a dream after
it
you
was.
Eat spicy food at 10:30 at night.
It was so, like, weird.
It's like, you know, it's like if I came in here and said, you know, I had this really weird dream. We're standing in, like, this coffee shop.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, like, you're standing behind me, and you're, like, trying to creep me out, and there's a cop there. And it was just so weird. That's exactly, see, dreams do come true.
That's true.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So now I've learned valuable lessons in this whole thing. Be aware
I'm
of your surroundings.
Surroundings. I'm teaching you.
If you see something, if you sense something, say something.
Say something. You know what I think I got that from?
What?
You know, I grew up in Brooklyn, New York, and I took the bus to and from school.
Yeah.
And you were very aware of the people around you because those buses would get very packed. There was always someone kind of like leaning up against your arm or something. So I feel like I grew up so many years in a situation where I was just like trying to desperately not touch the person next to me.
There's your answer.
You know what I mean?
City mouse, country mouse. I grew up in the New Jersey suburbs.
Yeah.
Everything was fine.
Right.
We had school buses.
Oh, no.
Oh, we're on
no,
the
no.
school bus listening to Duran Duran driving to school. It was utopia.
Took the B1.
So you're out there with the general population, so to speak.
Yep.
Wow, with people just standing up and rubbing up against you there.
Oh, gross.
As you're there in your plant skirt heading off to St. Mary Margaret of the, whatchamacallit?
St. Mary Mother of Jesus.
I knew it was something like that. We haven't talked about these days in quite a while, but I knew it was something like that.
Right.
But now, see, we'll never forget this day.
Right.
Because it was just another phase in the relationship. I sensed there was somebody there, but I didn't know it was you.
Mm.
If I knew it was you creeping up on me like that, of course I would have turned around.
But see, that's the thing. It's like, you'd think that you'd turn around if there was a stranger that close
no.
to you. Like, why are you so close?
Well, I didn't realize just
Back
how
up.
Close. But then as soon as you said it, and I like turned around and said, whoa, she is pretty close to me.
My purpose.
Goodness, like, you know.
I literally, you know, and the people around us probably thought, what is wrong with this girl? Because
wow,
I literally opened the door because I saw you from outside through the window.
Wow.
And I opened the door and I was like, he didn't turn around. And it was like,
well, why would I turn around with the door open?
I don't know. I do.
Anytime you're in a store.
What if it's, well, if you're in a Dunkin' and you're like the only one there, kind of, and you turn around and you hear the door, I always peek just to see in case it's a crazy person trying to rob the place. Don't you want to know?
I've actually been in a Dunkin' Donuts just before it was about to get robbed.
Oh, I remember that story.
And I lost my iPhone because of it very quickly. I'm in a Dunkin' Donuts that we both frequent.
Yep.
And I'm standing in there, and two guys come in wearing very heavy clothes on a 98-degree day.
Oh, yeah.
One went and stood behind the little doorway where you go into the counter. The other guy comes in and starts looking at the person at the counter.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, I had my phone down. I took my coffee and walked out and realized I left my one-month-old iPhone on the counter,
brutal.
Never to be seen again.
Well,
I went back. They didn't rob the place because a cop pulled in to get gas,
but they took your iPhone.
And you would think I would have learned, because you could be quite dangerous at times in so many different ways, but I just didn't sense it that much. What is wrong with me?
You just have to pay attention.
Oh.
I'm very wary of my surroundings always. I always lock my doors. I always check, you know, when I go to sleep, I always check to make sure the door, I always lock my car, you know, even if it's just at home. It's just that city living, you grow up with that instilled in you. Like, you always know who's walking behind you. Even now, if I'm walking up a street, I always turn around to see if there's anybody walking behind me. Always. And if it's someone creepy, I'll slow down and let them pass me or across the street or whatever. It's just something that you learn growing up, and it kind of stays with you no matter where you are.
Now, as I try to reconstruct this, because this happened a mere 95 minutes or so ago, I remember I ordered the coffee.
Yeah.
Now, I've never used this particular establishment before, so I'm questioning the cleanliness. That's my whole thing.
Oh, okay.
So I ordered the donut in question, and the whole big thing was I didn't know if they had ones without sprinkles. I thought I was going to have to go with marble frosted. I don't like that. I just wanted a basic chocolate frosted donut. And I see it's on the bottom rack, so I looked over, but then I always look to see who's going to get the donut.
Okay.
They better either have a glove on, and sometimes that doesn't matter. They count the money with the glove, or use the wax paper. So I was watching to ensure food safety and security. That's why I wasn't really paying attention to the fact that you were literally crawling up my spine at that point. That's got to be it.
That's your story, and that's what you're sticking
to.
That's
my story. That's what I'm sticking to. It's just, boy, my senses are deadening. That's what this means.
Mm.
You're telling me here this morning that I'm slowly beginning to die because I'm not sensing these things.
Well, if you were distracted, that's okay.
Wow.
Next time, it'll be someone trying to rob your wallet, though.
See?
And you'll be like, oh, I should have listened to Christina.
And there are millions of people listening to this right now wishing, I wish that Christina Stoffer would come up and stand behind me online at the donut shop. See, it happened to me, and I missed it. See,
what is wrong with you?
Wow, that's just not good at all. It frustrates me. But just think, now, what is the likelihood that you and I are going to end up at the same time? Because let's just say, let's be honest, we both commute a tremendous distance to get to this broadcast facility.
We sure do.
Which is about 2 miles from Ohio. And so, with that being the case, who would have thought we would have ended up in that donut shop that I've never been in before at that very same
and
moment.
Do you know that I almost missed it? I was driving. You had, from the direction I was driving, you had to turn right into the parking lot, and I was driving in the left lane, and I was coming up on it, and I almost missed it. And I had another coffee snafu this morning at the bad Starbucks that I should know better and should never go to ever in life. But I went because I don't know why, maybe because I was tired and had a bad experience, so I needed to buy another coffee. So I was just like, oh, Dunkin' Donuts, right? So I, you know, quickly made sure it was safe. No one was next to me, so I kind of like, you know, turned real quick into there. And you know what's so funny is that as I was turning in, I saw that cop car who, even though there was 5 million open spots, parked on the side where it said no parking.
And yes, in the yellow stripes. You know what? Hey, Mr. Policeman, get yourself in a spot.
I mean,
there's a big police SUV too. This wasn't a little tiny little police car.
But there were a ton of spots.
Yes.
It was an empty parking lot. What do you have to illegally park?
Let's say what this was. It was a sad sack strip mall from like the 60s and 70s.
Right.
And the Dunkin' Donuts was huge. It was in a store that was probably a drugstore back in the 70s.
Yeah.
So it was, well, you know, they're like some of these, I don't know, like
decent size.
Yeah, kind of bougie type stores in there too. But he was parked right in the front because they park wherever they want. And so you're in the left lane. So all of a sudden there you are, and you barreled across the right lane, obviously. See, he could have pulled you over yet again.
That's what I was nervous about.
That's an illegal turn. No harm, no foul. And I know what it was. You're driving down the highway, and the magnet that is Ed Kalecki. He's inside the Dunkin' Donuts.
It was
and
like,
you're thinking, I must be there.
It was like a universal pull.
That Dunkin' Donuts, it is there.
Mm-hmm.
It is good.
Mm-hmm.
There is goodness inside that restaurant. That's what this was.
It was.
That's exactly what this was.
You figured it out.
See, it's this kinship, this chemistry you hear on the air. It just draws you from one place to point A to point B, coming across all kinds of lanes of traffic because you needed to be there.
It's true.
And you know what I just figured out in this whole thing, too?
What?
I ended up paying for the coffee.
That's right.
Because you're paying with your cell phone and this whole thing.
I didn't have enough money on my app, so I'm like, oh, let me go get my wallet.
So, and it's like, all right, I'll take care of it, you know, whatever. Because, and
so
it,
funny.
Because the people online were getting a bit ornery because they watched this whole, like, you know.
Were there people online?
Yes.
Oh, I wasn't even paying attention to them.
There were three people online. I mean, they were like senior citizens. They didn't know what the hell was going on.
That's so funny.
Yes, but they were standing there. It was, you know, like local folks.
Locals. And they were like, who are these people in my town?
Us, hey, what are you doing here? Hey, you know, I'm standing right behind you. And, you know, and the Dunkin' Donuts woman, she just didn't care.
No, she didn't. She really didn't.
She was like, you know, just pay me and get the hell out of the store. That's what this meant. Just get the hell out of the store. And then you ordered food, which prolonged the whole thing.
And then it's like, I tried to pay with the app for my food. And then she was like, you have no money on your app. I need $1.06.
Yes. And she, not taking any more guff.
Because she was mad.
She was, and we are not welcome in that Dunkin' Donuts ever again. So now you have a Starbucks you really shouldn't go into. And now you have a Dunkin' Donuts you cannot go into.
That's right.
Stay with us. More to come. I'm Ed Kalecki.
I'm Christina Staffa.
And this is America Weekend from the Envision Radio Network.
America Weekend.
Think green. Harrison with you. The actual sounds planets make as charged electromagnetic particles from solar winds bounce back to Earth, affecting our weather and communications from 2.8 million miles away. We've relied on the Mars Climate Orbiter to give our scientists a greater understanding of how natural forces work on our own planet. The Romans named Mars for their god of war, and human sacrifice was thought the only way to make Mars happy. Now we think Mars was once pummeled by floods and living water. But now we're sure life did exist as we look to rescue Earth through understanding its neighbors.
Think Green with Harrison at thinkgreenradio.com.
If you're an inventor who would like to attempt to have your idea or invention patented and submitted to industry, call InventHelp. They have free information for you. Call 1-800-405-9878. That's 1-800-405-9878.
Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn.
Follow your passion is bad advice, says William McCaskill, an ethicist at Oxford and Princeton.
Instead, he suggests, do something valuable. Research shows you'll be happier at work if what you do makes a difference in the lives of others.
Further research shows that the bigger the difference you feel you make, the better you'll perform. Better performance, of course, likely leads to better pay.
So where do you start? Stop trying to find yourself. It's too abstract. Stop fighting for money, fame, power, and status. There's too much competition. Instead, find a problem you can solve.
Then people will help you as you make a difference in the lives of others. That's Big Success.
Find Big Success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappylandAudio.com. That's HappylandAudio.com.